The meeting was arranged by Essex County's Emergency Preparedness Director following a series of emails with CP Rail, spurred on by an increased number of trains, some carrying oil, along the Lake Champlain corridor. The meeting, while open to the public, was intended to be an overview of CP operations for Essex County officials and emergency responders. CP Rail Manager of Community Relations, Randy Marsh, offered a nearly hour-long PowerPoint presentation reviewing the company's safety standards, training, and response procedures. He noted that the rail industry spends more than $1.1 billion annually to maintain a safe network.
99.998% of all hazmats reach their destination by rail without an incident. Rail is by far the safest mode of transportation. CP's accident rate regarding hazmats is going down dramatically year over year. So even as shipments goes up incrementally, the safety of those movements is increasing dramatically.
Marsh further explained that the railroad does not own rail tank cars.
Tank cars today are owned principally by customers who use tank cars or leasing companies that own and lease those cars out to customers.
The Board of Supervisors were the first to pose questions. While some pertain to local problems such as speed limits and crossing issues, several supervisors wanted a deeper examination of CP Rail's dealings with the growing number of Bakken oil or tar sands oil shipments on the line that runs from Montreal to Albany. Town of Westport Supervisor Dan Connell questioned Marsh about rail car construction.
I've had a number of people come into my office, and they're under the impression from the media that if we have the stronger structured cars, we're much safer with this oil. Now, what I'm hearing you say, you have no control over how these cars are constructed.
Tank car construction can be improved on the pre-2011 cars. That's not the entire fleet. There's quite a few that are post-2011, which are more robust vessels.
Willsboro Supervisor Sean Gilliland expressed concern about the increased numbers of tank cars traversing the region.
Can we expect an increased volume of these type of tanker trains and stuff like that coming up?
Well, whereas we can tell you what we've moved yesterday, we have no idea really what customers are going to do tomorrow. I mean, that's up to customers to decide. But, you know, the limiting factor in all that is there's only a certain number of tank cars out there. There's only a certain amount of track capacity. And you can only construct tank cars so quickly. It takes almost a year to 2 years from order to delivery of a new tank car. So there are some limits on the growth in any particular sectors. But other than that, customers may or may not tell us what they believe is their future business.
The Adirondack Mountain Club is calling for a moratorium on the crude oil shipments along the Lake Champlain rail tracks until the state and federal governments conduct an extensive review of tank cars, spill prevention and response plans, and track safety review. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.